Begin the current daf mesech the sukkah daf mem gim. Begin on the bottom of mem beis, three lines up in the bottom of the amud, where the gemara begins the discussion of the mishnah that opened up the fourth parak of mesech the sukkah parak lulav arava. Now the first item mentioned in the mishnah was that lulav arava and the beis hamikdash, the lulav and the arava, which are taken for the mitzvahs for the 7 days of sukkahs, sometimes they're taken for 6 days, sometimes for 7 days, as was explained that. If Shabbos falls out, which one of the 7 days has to be Shabbos, if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then the lulav will be taken for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if any other day is when Yom Tov begins, so if Yom Tov begins on the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and that what ends up happening is that Shabbos will be on a day other than the first day of Yom Tov, then the lulav is only taken for 6 days. Now that's where our Gemara begins that discussion and asks as follows. Amai, what is the reason for this? There is no tzad iser, there's no reason to say that it's prohibited, rather tiltul ba'amehu. Taking the lulav is like taking a piece of wood. Now, since Minat Torah, there's a mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days, and that is there's a difference between in Gvulim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which there the mitzvah is only lekachtem lechem b'yem rishon, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to take the lulav is 7 days. So, why is it that there's an issur to take it, v'litchi Shabbos? It should be permitted to push away the concerns of Shabbos, because what would be the reason to say that it's usur? Where did the Chacham find even a rabbinic injunction? What would be the protective fence? Why we wouldn't allow it? Again, Minat Torah, you're allowed to take it. The mitzvah is for all 7 days, which obviously includes Shabbos. So what's the reason that we said that if it's not the first day of Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, then we're only going to take it for 6 days, because that day that falls on Shabbos, we're not going to take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash? So that Amar Rabbi explains, it's a gezerah. You're right. Although Minat Torah, the mitzvah take the lulav all 7 days, which would even be on Shabbos, because there really is no biblical reason why not to take it on Shabbos. There's no iser that's happening. However, it's a decree. Shem yitlen biyadoi, maybe the one who wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas lulav. If it's on Shabbos, he might take it in his hand. V'yelech itzel baki lumad. He's going to go to someone that's proficient in halachas of the lulav, either in how to wave it or how to make the bracha. And we continue at top of the Megillah Alf. V'yavirena arba amas b'shusram. And then that person might come to transport it for amas b'shusram when he's going to someone to show him how to do it, thus violating the Issa B'Hitzah on Shabbos. Now Rashi says, really they could have given us, in a sense, a simpler case, which is someone going from his home into the b'shusram. You don't even have to go for amas b'shusram. Just by going out into the b'shusram, that already will be the Issa B'Hitzah. Going from one domain to another, it's just that he explains that in most places that there is a more of a concern of carrying it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim and not such a concern of Haitzah going from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. For example, if it was in the Carmelis or in the Karfa for Regina, where there wouldn't be Isra Haitzah min HaTayr because they're only rabbinic domains, but there would still be an Isra of transporting it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. Or if, let's say, someone picked it up with the intention of to taking it but not to go out with it, and then he changes his mind, say, no, I'm not sure how to do it, and he quickly goes out, and boom, he didn't realize he was going on the Shusar Rabbim. Such a person actually would be exempt for Haitzah, unless to be stopped in between, as the Gemara explains at length in Masech L'Shabbos, Daf Hamad Beis. However, that's why the Gemara picked it as a way of, the way a person will violate it is by transporting four Amas in the Shusar Rabbim. That's why we don't let you take the lulav. You're right. Although we should be allowed to take the lulav all 7 days, which is where it's fulfilled in the Beis HaMikdash, we're concerned one of the people that are coming to do it will come out to carry in Rosh Hashanah for Amos. And the Gemara says, behind the time of the Shofar, that's the reason why if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar. Behind the time of the Megillah, that's also the reason why if Purim would fall out on Shabbos, that we wouldn't recite the Megillah either, again for the same reason, because we're concerned that someone might go to someone else to teach him how to do it well, and thereby come to be over on the Issa D'Oraisa of Haitzah on Shabbos, and therefore we don't shuckle, we don't wave the lulav if it's not the first day, if it falls out on Shabbos. And therefore, sometimes the lulav will only be taken for 6 days, not 7 days, a gzeira, because although the actual taking is not a problem, but it might bring someone to be over on the Issa D'Oraisa of Haitzah. Now that's the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the concern, so Yem Rishonami, why did we say that, oh, if it's the first day of Yom Tov, if that's on Shabbos, then we'll do it 7 days. Because we will take the lulav even though it's on Shabbos. But why? We just explained that taking the lulav, someone might come to be even the Issa D'Oraisa B'Hitzah. So why isn't that a concern on the first day too? So the Gemara explains that Rishon, HaTekinu L'Rabbanan B'Beisai. The reason why the first day of Yom Tov is not a problem is because, as we explained in our Mishnah, that because everyone would come to the Beis HaMikdash and would be pushing and shoving and people would come to blows, so they had already instituted that everyone should take their lulav in their own home. Now, since the heter was only for people to take in their home, people are going to realize, wait a second, I know I can't leave my home, and they're not going to come out to transport it in Rosh Hashanah because they know they have to stay at home. So that's for, although that was instituted for a different reason, that they shouldn't come to the Har HaBayis and fight, but now that that has been instituted, they know they have to stay home, they're not going to come out to be over on Haitzah, and that's why the first day is different, because there we don't have the concern of Gezer Shemir Renudal Amish Rosh. Now the Gemara says, fine, that works well. After they had instituted, that was at a point in time when people were fighting and it was getting too much, it was coming to Sakana. But Kaidin Takana, Maik Lamemer, before they instituted that, when people would come to the Har HaBayis, what was the halacha then? Why didn't we say that the same concern of Gezeirah Shemayavaren or Dal Amish Azaram should apply even on the first day too? So there the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, Rishain, the first day of Yom Tov, where its Netila is Chashuv. Now, why is it considered more distinct? The Isay Min HaTorah B'Gvulin. We see that there's a difference between the first day of Yom Tov Sukkos and the other days. Where's that clear contrast? That's in the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, which is places outside of the Har HaBayis, where there's a biblical commandment to take it everywhere. Therefore, Legazer B'Rabban. That's why the Rabban did not make a gzeira on the first day, not in Gvulin, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash, and not in the Beis HaMikdash, because it's more of a chashav mitzvah. So although we have a concern, we don't want to be mevatel such a chashav mitzvah, which applies throughout the where the Jewish people are. However, Hanoch, the rest of the days of Sukkot, the lesnu min haTorah B'Gvulin, where there is no biblical commandment to take outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, therefore, we see that such a netilah is not so chashav. In other words, it's only in a certain location. It's not as chashav as the first day. There, Gazu B'Rabban, and there, the Rabbanan made a gzera because of a stringency that we're concerned for the luchas of Shabbos, and that even in the Beis HaMikdash, one should not take it if it falls around Shabbos. Now, Rashi says, if someone's going to ask, that comes out that the Bezdin, the Rabbanan, are uprooting a biblical commandment of taking the lulav, which it says to take it all 7 days, of Smachim, K'nei Hashem, Kechem, Shabbos Yamim. So that's the Gemara in Yevamos already asked on Avtzadi and Mebeis, and the Gemara there answers that Sheval Tasashani, that regarding not doing, that Chacham are allowed to do, they're allowed to passively have a person violate a mitzvah in the Torah, but not to actively go ahead and do that. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was saying, that there's a difference between the first days and the second days, that the first day is considered more chashiv because it applies all over, and that's why over there we're not going to tell you not to do that mitzvah because of a concern. Only when it's not such a chashav mitzvah, then we'll implement our concern, our gezeira, not to be even Isser Shabbos. Now, however, the Gemara asks, now, ihachi, if that's the case, that the reason why on the first day the Rabban did not make gezeira, because it applies even in Gvulin, even in the boundaries beyond the area of the Beis HaMikdash, but then ha'idna nami, then even today also, that the first day of Yom Tov should be Deicha Shabbos. Why is it that today, in our current times, Bezman Hazeh, when Yom Tov, the first day, falls on Shabbos, we don't take the lulav? So that the Gemara answers, Anan, us, the people of Bavel, Lo yadinan b'kivur de'yarcha. We're not proficient in knowing when the month actually is established. And therefore, maybe really Yom Tov is not today. It doesn't start only till tomorrow. And that's where the 2 days of Yom Tov started from. And maybe really El should have been Mu'uber, should have been an extra day in the day of El. And that's why, although you're right, the first day is chashav enough that it should not become batel because of the gzera, but we're not sure that this is for sure the first day. And therefore we cannot utilize that heter, and it's going to be like all the other days, and therefore we're not going to be batel Shabbos, at least the concern of Shabbos, because of this mitzvah the first day. Well, then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Inhu, but the people of Eretz Yisrael, that they still are Mekadosh, they still sanctify their months, what's called Al-Pi HaRi'iyah, by seeing it, which is the Yadi B'Kaviyu D'Yarcha, they know when the month is established, because they do it based on visual, when they see it. Whereas us, we go according to a calendar, we don't know exactly when it's going to be, Litchu, they should be Deicha Shabbos, if it comes out on the first day of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Enechanami, you're right. As the Gemara will illustrate right now from a contradiction, a seeming contradiction, which the Gemara will resolve based on this idea that, yes, Bezman Hazeh, even when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, the people in Eretz Yisrael the first day of Yom Tov would come out on Shabbos, they would take it, because since they know that this is for sure the first day, and we said the first day is such a chashav mitzvah, which is the mitzvah is for everywhere, not just the base of Mikdash, that we're not going to make the gezerah of that you might come to transport it, Dal Ramas from Shuzram. Because the Tani Chad, on the one hand, we learned one Mishnah, which is our Mishnah from the previous daf, that said, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechalis B'Shabbos. Regarding the first day of Sukkot that came in on Shabbos, so the halacha is, Kol Ha'am Melichanes Levein Lahar Bayis. So we said that everyone would bring their lulavim before Shabbos to the Har Bayis, to the Temple Mount. Yet, V'tanan, the Gersa's V'tanan Idach, we learned in another Mishnah, which was the Mishnah at the end of the previous parakan of Mem Aleph and Beis, which says that they would bring it from before Shabbos for the first day of Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, Lebeis HaKnesses, to the Shul. So where did they bring it to? Did they bring it to Har Bayis or to the Shul? Shema Mina, from that we could infer that there are two different time periods. Kam Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Our Mishnah that says that we bring it to the Har Bayis is when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. And then they would shakle it on the first day of Yom Tov, even though it was on Shabbos. Kam Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Here, which was saying that they would bring it to the Beis HaKnesses, why they're going to the Shul and not to Har Bayis, to the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around anymore. And therefore we see that B'nai Yitz Yisrael, even when the first day is falling out on Shabbos, and that's why they bring it beforehand to the Shul, that they're still going to take it, even though it comes out on Shabbos. Shema Mina, from there we could infer that yes, the people of Eretz Yisrael, they actually will, even still Bezman Hazeh, go ahead and do Netilas Lulav on the first day, even if it comes out on Shabbos, because they know for sure it's the first day. And the first day, we're not going to implement our Chumrah, our decree, that maybe we might come to carry, because of such a Chashav Mitzvah, we don't want to abolish that Mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks on one of the assumptions we had in the previous Gemara, the Isim and Atar Begvulim Menola, where do we know that the first day at least is a mitzvah that applies not just to the Beis HaMikdash, but to throughout where the Jewish people are? So the time, like we learn the Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'lekachtem, the Braisa will elaborate on every word where it says, V'lekachtem lechem b'yem rishon, you should take for yourselves on the first day, and talks about the Dalamin, the Priyetz Hadr, Kabbas Tamar, and the Anafetz Aves, Avri Nachal. So the Braisa brings it, says, V'lekachtem, that you should take the plural you, that this taking, everyone should take in their own hands, the dal minim lochem, for you, means mishalachem, from yours, which means lohitzias ashol vesagazel, but that it should, that's excluding if it was borrowed or stolen, it's not yours, one does not fulfill a schiev with a borrowed lulav on Yom Tov. When it says bayayim, on the day, which means vafilah b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, because when it says bayayim, it sounds like any day, even if that day may be Shabbos. Now that's learned out from the extra pasuk because it could have just said barishon. Why I say bayom harishon? Bayom means to say that any day, even if it's Shabbos. Now rishon, without the word harishon, just the word rishon, is a filah begvul that comes to teach you that you take it even in the provinces, even not in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi explains that's not from like the other ones, like a ribuy, like because it's an extra word, rather because of the context of the pasuk, which is saying b'lekachtem bayom harishon. Now it doesn't say where to take it on the first day. It doesn't say in the Mikdash. Doesn't say lefnei Hashem lekeichem like it does by Shivas Yamim. So that sounds like it, that's even by Gvulin. Harishon, the fact that it doesn't say b'lekachtem lechem bayim rishon, says bayim harishon, the first day, melamed she'en adeichel yom tov harishon levad. That teaches us that the extra hey, which is a diminishing, which is a mere, it's exclusionary criteria, this one, sounding that only the first day itself did I tell you that bayim comes to include even on Shabbos, but the other days will not be Deiche Shabbos, as we explained previously in the Gemara, that only on the first day will we say that we're going to take the lulav even though it's on Shabbos. And this is also from this Braisa where we learn this idea that the ones in Gvulin, that at least by Yom HaRishon, that it's in all places where they take it, not just in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Amamar, the Tana said in the Braisa, by Yom HaFilah B'Shabbos, that one takes the lulav even on any day, even if it's on Shabbos. Now, so the Gemara asks, Mechti, let's see, how do we understand what this Tana is learning out from the Pasuk? Tiltil ba'amhu. What does it mean? When you take the lulav, what are you doing already? You're just moving. At the most, it would be mukta. Itzach krol l'mishri tiltil. We need a Pasuk to permit something that's a rabbinic injunction of mukta. Mukta wasn't even yet usher in the times of when the Torah was given. And the Pasuk is coming to say that it's permitted? So Amar Rava says you're right. Lei nitzucha ella, that we only need this, the Pasuk is coming to tell you when it's permitting by Yom, even on Shabbos, is l'machshiri lulav. Even for the preparations of the lulav, even those are Deicha Shabbos. In other words, all the things to prepare it, even to detach it from where it's attached to the tree, and then to tie it up, because it's going v'aliba d'haitana, it's going according to that tanya, like we learned the Braisa. lulav, v'chol machshir of lulav, and all its preparatory actions, dechenes a Shabbos, they push aside the prohibitions of Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's who it was going like when they were saying b'yimafil b'Shabbos, because of course to take the lulav, there's nothing wrong. It's at most muktzah, which is only rabbinic. Must be it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, who learns that even actually suri deraisa are pushed aside for the mitzvah of lulav. So the Gemara asks, my time to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason, Rabbi Eliezer? Why could we be deicha isuri Shabbos for the preparations of a lulav? He says, amakra b'yimafil b'Shabbos. That this is what the pasuk is teaching us. It says by daytime, even on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks Rabbanan habayim ha'avdilei. So what are the Rabbanan who argue in Eliezer? What do they learn out from bayim if they're not coming to kliut even on Shabbos? Because what are you coming to permit on Shabbos? They don't hold you could be over on the malacha and you don't need it to take the netilas lulav because that's only at most a rabbinic iser. So the Gemara says mibayli they need it for a different drasha bayim b'lo b'layla, that the mitzvah netilas lulav is by daytime, not by nighttime. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Eliezer bayim b'lo b'layla manole. Where does he know that it should be taken by day, not by time, if it uses bayim to teach something else, that bayim even on Shabbos? Now the Gemara says, nafki le misevet dekra. He learns it out from the end of the pasuk, which says, v'samacht mafnei Hashem lekechem shibas yamim, that you should rejoice in front of Hashem your God for 7 days, which is in reference to the mitzvah of lulav, which is told on the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was for 7 days. We see that yamim alei leilis, that the mitzvah of lulav is days, not nighttime. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what do they do with the end of the pasuk? So they say, ime hasam, if you would want to learn out from the end of the pasuk that it's day, not nighttime, havamina, I would say no. I would say leilav yamim yam misuka. There the term is days. So I would learn out the same term which says days by sukkahs, that malahal and yam afil leila is just like the mitzvah sukkah, is not just day. Although it says yamim days, it's the mitzvah applies by both by day and by night. Afkan name yamim afil leilas. And therefore, I would have said that the mitzvah of lulav is also nighttime, just like yamim that says by sukkah. And that's why you need to learn that from the other pasuk of bayayim to tell you yayim and not laila. Now, once the Gemara said that idea that the mitzvah of sukkahs is both by day and by nighttime, so the Gemara asked, sukkah gufa menon, where do we actually know that the mitzvah of sukkah, it says yamim? So how do we know it applies to nighttime just like daytime? So that the Gemara said, turn upon like we learn the braisa. There's a pasuk of Yikra that says, basukkah is teshu shabbos yam. In huts, one should dwell for 7 days. That's the Braisa says. Yamim v'afel alaylis. It says it means days and even nights. Now the Braisa explains where it got this from. Ata oimer yam v'afel alaylis. Do you say that days mean inclusive of nights? Like ein eli yamim v'afel alaylis. Or maybe days mean days and not nights. Now the Braisa says v'dinu. It would seem logical to say like that it is days and not nights because nemer kan yamim. It says over here days. V'nemer belulav yamim. It also says the term days by lulav. Now, malahal and yamim b'loy leilis, just like by lulav, as we explained, it's days and not nights. Avkan yamim b'loy leilis, maybe here also by sukkah, it should also be days and not nights. Oy, klachal derechasu. Or the Braisa says, no, maybe go a different way. Nemer kan yamim, it says over here by sukkah, days. Menemer b'milum yam, it says by the miluim, when Aaron and his sons were being inaugurated for the first avodas in the Mishkan, for those 7 days, which are called the shivas miyam miluim, there it also says days. Now, malahal and yom v'afel leilis, just like over there when it said days, it meant nights too, because it says over there in the pasuk in Birka Ches that upesach oil moi tishvi yemim v'layla. It says that those days were inclusive of nights. So afkan yom v'afel leilis. So maybe here also by sukkah, days includes nights too. So which one do we compare it to? Do we compare the mitzvah of sukkah where it says yamim to lulav that says yamim, which is not nights, or do we compare it to milum which says yamim, which is inclusive of nights? So the Rai says, Nir le midayma, let's see which one it's more comparable to. Dan and davish mitzvasei kol yom, let's compare something which its mitzvah is the entire day, which the mitzvah of sukkah is the entire day. Midavish mitzvasei kol yom, from something that its mitzvah is also the entire day. And that is by the miluim, the mitzvah was the entire day that they should be sitting in the azar, the courtyard, which is, and not to leave, as the pasuk there says, Amei pesach el moit leiseitzu shivas yom. And it says, Teishu yom b'layla shivas yom, they had to sit there day and night. And therefore, just like there, the mitzvah was constant throughout the day, and it was inclusive of nights, so too, the mitzvah sukkah is the same thing, that it's the entire day, it should be inclusive of nights. V'al yichich davar, but don't prove, and therefore don't prove from something, which is a reference to the lulav, shemitzvah se sha'achas, which is mitzvah, one moment, the second you take it, you're ready to fulfill your mitzvah, maybe there it's day and not night. But here, we'd rather learn it from milum, which is inclusive of nights. Oh, yikachal derechzu, or maybe the Rai says, no, maybe not, maybe we should go the other way. Dan and Davish mitzvahs l'dayos. Maybe we should learn out something that's mitzvah is for generations. It wasn't a one-time thing in the time of history, which the mitzvah sukkah applies throughout generations. Midavish mitzvahs l'dayos, from something that's mitzvah is also constant throughout the generations, which is the mitzvah of lulav. Va'yechichim lulav. And therefore you cannot prove to learn out from lulav, she'en noikim l'dayos, which doesn't apply for generations. So therefore the Braisa says, it's not clear which one would we learn from lulav or from lulav. Tamalema, that's the way we learn from the pasuk. We continue on to Amud Beis, where Teishu with Teishu Gzeir Shava. We have a Gzeir Shava of the term to dwell, which we has by two places. Nemekan Teishu. It says over here by the mitzvah of Sukkah, Basukas Teishu Shavasyam. Vedema b'milum Teishu, and it says by Milum also Teishu, and therefore it's conclusive, Malahan Yom Vavilalelos, just like over there, it was days and nights, Avkan Yom Vavilalelos, here also by the mitzvah of Sukkah, it was days and nights. And again, that's why where it comes into play regarding that the Chacham say, if you were learning from the second half of the Pasuk, that it says Yamim, I would have thought to say I would learn Lulav from Sukkah, where the Yamim means nights too, and therefore Lulav, I would have said it's nights too, and therefore they have to learn from Bayayim, not Vafalib Shabbos like Rulaza, but rather Bayayim and not by nighttime. Now the Mishnah then continued and said, Arava Shiva Ketzat. So it described how is it that the lulav is going to be taken for 7 days. As we described, that's only if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, but not if any other day falls out on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah wanted to know, how is it when the willow, which is a different mitzvah, when they go around the Mizbeach, how do we know, when is that going to be for 7 days? So the Mishnah explained that's going to be if the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then they'll take the Arava on Shabbos, then it's going to be 7 days. If not, it's going to be only 6 days. So the Gemara asks, Arava b'shvi, my tamidachi Shabbos, why is it that taking the willow on the seventh day is going to be Deicha Shabbos, and we did not make a decree on the Arava, just like we make a gzer by the lulav? Because here also, there is no mitzvah in our Torah to take the Arava b'gvulin, which is essentially the same as the other day as the other days of Sukkot, which in application of the mitzvah of lulav. Now therefore, why didn't we make a gzer in the Beis HaMikdash, as we explained before? The Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the first day of Sukkot that we'll do it on Shabbos and not the other days. So he said that the first day is a very chashuv mitzvah. We're not going to come to make a gzeira on it because it applies not just in the Mikdash, but all over, even Gvulin. But the other days, not so chashuv, just in the base of Mikdash, then we're concerned some might come to carry, so then we're going to say, okay, we're not going to do that mitzvah. Now, if that's the case, Arava essentially is like lulav on other days because that also only applies in the base of Mikdash. And therefore, we should make it there. So it might come to carry Da'at Amos, and it's just a rabbim, and we shouldn't do it. So why on the seventh day do we allow that they did the Arava all 7 days if the seventh day was on Shabbos? So Amar Reichen said, the reason why they took the Arava on the seventh day, even though it was on Shabbos and there is a concern, is we had a reason for that. We wanted to publicize that actually the mitzvah of Arava is biblical. And the reason is because since it's not explicit in the Torah, so the Chacham left some room that will allow something to that might come to a possible desecration of Shabbos. There's such a gzera that could be applicable. But since we wanted to publicize that Tzmina Torah, we allowed it to be done on the seventh day. Now, the Gemara asks, Ihachi lulav nami litchi. If that's the case, which we have a dispensation because we want to publicize that it's biblical, then lulav on the other days, when it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, should also be allowed to bypass this concern about Shabbos. K'dei lefarsim eshu min ha-Torah. There's also reason to publicize that it's biblical, that it's all 7 days min ha-Torah, because there also it's not so explicit in the Torah, as Rashi explains, because someone can make a mistake and say when it says in the end of that pasuk, v'samachtim lefnei Hashem hakechem shivas yamim, maybe that's not in reference to the simcha b'lulav, maybe it's a reference to something else, simcha's based on she'eva, maybe something else, and therefore, it would make sense to publicize, just like you want to publicize that the Arav is not a Torah, which we wouldn't let you do it on Shabbos because there's a concern about Shabbos unless it was a mitzvah not a Torah. So why don't we do the same thing for the other 7 days of Sukkot, where also we should be able to publicize. The first day we know, it says, L'kach mecham b'yem harishon. But the 7 days we wouldn't know for sure that it's so explicit to say that it's a mitzvah not a Torah. And therefore we should also do that on Shabbos to publicize it, even the other days. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but lulav gezer mishum derabah. But lulav, we're concerned about what Rabbah had said, that although we would like to publicize as matara, but ultimately we're concerned since it's not a such a chashav and mitzvah, it's only done in the Beis HaMikdash, you might come to carry it, dalam and shas rabbim. But then the Gemara asks, ihach, if that's the case, then you're back to the other question, arava nami nigzer. By aravas, by the willow, you should also make that same decree. It's also not such a chashav mitzvah. In other words, it's only done in the Beis HaMikdash, not b'gvulin. And therefore, Although you would like to publicize it, but just like lulav in the other days, we don't because you might come to carry in Rishus HaRam, the Arava might also become to be carried for Amos in Rishus HaRam. The Gemara answer is no. Arava shluchi bezdin maisila. The willow is brought by the messengers of Bezdin from before Shabbos. Now, even tomorrow on the day of Yom Tov, on Shabbos, that's not a mitzvah that's done by everybody. It's only done by the Kahanim, who they circle around the Mizbeach with the Aravas. Lulav lakol maser. However, that's in contrast to lulav, which is given over to everybody, so lulav makes sense. Everybody's holding a lulav. Somebody might make this mistake of going for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, even though generally they would bring it from beforehand to wherever they were going, to the Beis HaKnesses or to the Har HaBayis, but we're concerned someone might come to carry it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, then we say that the Gzeira. A Rava, which is not the case, is only a select few that are Zrizin, there we're not concerned, and therefore the Gzeira doesn't apply in the first place. Well, then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, where even the whole Gzeira in its inception doesn't apply to a Rava, so then all 7 days, which is a mitzvah and a Torah to take the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, then kol yeminami, then every single day, no matter what day it is to take the Arava, even if it comes in on Shabbos, litchi, it should push aside the problem of Shabbos. So why is one day different than the others? Why is it only on the seventh day that we say that then we're going to be Deicha Shabbos and we're not going to be concerned about carrying Dal Amos and Rishus HaRabim? What is it already that's wrong with taking the Arava? What Isra is being done? The only concern is that you might come to carry it, but you don't have the concern, as you just explained. So why don't you allow the Arava to be taken all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara answers that you're right. In principle, in Halacha, there really would be no problem about taking that Arava all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. But if we allowed that, Asi lik pukpe, what happened is people would come to disgrace and denigrate Belulav, the mitzvah of Lulav. Because by Lulav, since everybody takes the Lulav, and therefore we said that we're concerned about the Isra of Shabbos of carrying for Amos and Rishus HaRabim, so if lulav is only allowed to be taken one day, which is the first day of Yom Tov, now, and whereas the Arava, we say we do it all 7 days of Yom Tov, so people are going to say, oh, lulav is not such a chashuv mitzvah, because Arava we allow to do, but lulav we don't, and therefore we don't allow Arava either, because although halachically it should be allowed, but people are going to start comparing it to lulav, and therefore we don't allow Arava either. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but v'litchi, let the Arava be deicha b'Yom Tov Rishon. Why is it that we're saying, so we understand, that really it should be permitted, but we only allow one day, because if it's going to be all 7 days, and lulav is only one day, we're going to start saying that lulav is not so chashuv, and that's not really the case, it's just we're concerned about the Issa of Shabbos. So just like lulav is one day, arava is one day. But why did we pick that one day as the seventh day? Why isn't it the first day like lulav is? Why are we picking the seventh day? So that the Gemara answers, if we did the first day, le'mucha milsi, there wouldn't be anything obvious. In other words, the whole reason why we even want to do the Arava when it comes out on Shabbos, because we want to publicize that it's a biblical mitzvah. If we did it on the first day, Amri, people would just say that the reason why we're allowing you to do the Arava on the first day is because, since we allow you to do it because of the lulav, so secondary to that, we let you do to the Arava. But the Ikr one is lulav hudekadachi, is really it's the lulav that allows us to push aside the concern of Shabbos. Together with that, we do that Rava, but that's not the case. We're doing it on Shabbos because we want to publicize it. It's his own biblical mitzvah, and therefore we don't want to do it the same day. So the Gemara asks, okay, fine, so you don't want to do it on the first day, but v'litchi b'chad mehanach, let it be on any one of the other days. Why just the seventh day? Any other day that falls out on Shabbos, besides the first one, should be Deicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara answers that no, keep the komafkes l'merishon. Once we can't use it on the first day, because that would defeat the whole purpose of demonstrating that it's its own biblical mitzvah, Ukmashvi. So we did on the seventh day. We want to do it a distinct day, either the first or the last, not one of the intermediary ones. We wanted a distinct day, and that's why, since it can't be on the first, we do it on the last. Now, the Gemara asked, based on this discussion, so ihachi heidnanami, then even today, in other words, bizman hazeh, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we do the Arava one day, as the Gemara will later on explain, daf Memdalam and Aleph, which is a custom from the prophets in Gvul and even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as a way of what was done earlier in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, since you said there's no concern, so then litchi, so let the seventh day be Deicha Shabbos. Let people take and have the Shluchi Bezdin wave the Arava and to publicize that in the Beis HaMikdash, this was a mitzvah and not Torah. That was the whole purpose why we did on Shabbos, because we never made a gzeira regarding the seventh day that it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. So therefore, after the Churban, why should there be anything different? Who came along after the Churban and made a gzeira and said, you know what? Although we used to take the Arava, even on Shabbos, when it was on the seventh day, Now, after the Churban, why? Why after the Churban would it be any different? Why is it that today, although generally the seventh day we take the Arava, even Bezman Hazeh Begvulin, but when it comes to the Shabbos, we don't. Why not? Why don't we do that? There's no reason to make such a gezerah, as we explained before. That the Gemara says, Anan lo yedina bekivud diyarcha. You're right. If we knew for a fact that this was the seventh day, and since it's only the Shluchi Bezdin that are involved, there would be no concern about carrying a Dala Amos and Rosh Hashanah, then we would go ahead and do it even if it comes out on Shabbos. But since we're not so proficient in when it's exactly the right day of the month, maybe our seventh day is not the real seventh day, and therefore we're not going to go ahead and make away with the concern about Chil Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, fine, but Inhu, those people of Eretz Yisrael, the Yad B'Kivur D'Yarchi, that they know, because they still see the moon, and that's how they make the month, they make it based on the sighting of Levana. So Litchi, they should go ahead and push aside the concern, because they know for a fact that this is the seventh day of Sukkot, and therefore, why shouldn't it be Deich HaShabbos? There's no concern about carrying a Dal Amos in Rosh Hashanah, and it's the seventh day as was originally instituted. So the Gemara says, Ki Asa B'Hedji Amar, he said, you're right, and that's all they would, but La'ikla, it never comes out that the seventh day of Sukkot will be on Shabbos. And that's because they purposely go ahead and make El into Iber. They add an extra day to the month or one of the other months. When they see that the seventh day might come out in their calculations to be on Shabbos, they purposely make it that it won't come out because of this concern. So you're right. Maybe they would, but it never happens. However, the Gemara asks, Ki asa Ravin b'chal nechusei, when Ravin came and all those who came down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and those who had originally gone from Bavel up to Eretz, so when they came back, they said, Iklav Eloidach, it's not true. It happens that the seventh day does come on Shabbos, and it's not Deich, and Eretz Yisrael, they don't take the Arava even on Shabbos, even though they could be B'yarchi. So if the Gemara says Velikasha, then that is definitely a question. What happened in the Churban Beis HaMikdash that's different from when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, that in Shabbos there was no concern for the Arava, and they took it even on Shabbos? So Amar Yisuf Yisuf said, Man Le Malan, who's going to tell us the Arava, that the mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash was Benetila, was with taking the Aravas by waving them, to say that this is the same thing that we do today, that it should be Deich HaShabbos, Dima B'Skifa. Maybe actually the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash was with standing up the Aravas. And that is, they didn't take it. They didn't do a Netila with their hands. Rather, they just stood it up by the side, on the side of the Mizbeach itself, as it learned in the Mishnah. And therefore today, when there's no Mizbeach, what does it mean? We're going to hold it up, standing it up against what? There's no mitzvah in just taking the Aravas and going around. The mitzvah was B'Skif, and therefore what he's essentially saying is that, you're right, maybe Arava would be Deicha, but we don't know or don't have the right properties of what it took to fulfill the mitzvah Arava, which was B'Skifa, and therefore since we don't have the right ingredients, that's why we can't be Deicha Shabbos. Now, Esa Abaya, however, Abaya asked, we learned in our Mishnah, Lulav Arava Shisha B'Shiva. The Lulav and the Arava are taken for 6 and 7 days. Now, the question he asks is, my lav, doesn't it sound like it's comparing the Arava ki Lulav like the mitzvah Lulav? And therefore, ma Lulav ben Atila, just like mitzvah Lulav, is by taking it, af Arava ben Atila, so to the mitzvah Arava is we're taking it, therefore we do have the same components which were done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore since we could do it in Atila, so therefore it should be Deich HaShabbos. What's Rav Yosef answering that we don't have the Mizbech to do the Skifa as if that's the mitzvah of Arava? It sounds like from our Mishnah, the mitzvah is the same Arava and Lulav, which is in Atila. And that Rav Yosef answers, my area. What type of question is that? Hakadisa and Hakadisa. No, each one. There's Lulav and there's a Rava. One's Natila, one's Zakifa. And therefore, Rav Yosef, his answer still stands, which is that we don't have the same mitzvah, which we could do Natila, but we don't have Zakifa to lean it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, it will not be Deich HaShabbos. However, Esa Abaya continues to ask from the coming Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "B'chol yoyim makivin es mizbeach pamachas." Every single day of the end of Sukkot, they would encircle the mizbeach one time. Ba'isayim, and that day, which was on the seventh day, sheva pamim, they would encircle it 7 times. Now, my lav, Abaye says, isn't it obvious from the Mishnah, from the fact that it said that generally it was one time and today was 7 times, that they were going around by foot around the mizbeach? Now, what is it that they're taking, which is netila, that they're encircling the mizbeach with? Isn't it Ba'arava that's talking about with the Aravas, which was this mitzvah of the Hishans that they would go around? Obviously, the mitzvah was Natila, not just to stand it up with Zakifa. I think Gemara says, no, it's not a question on review. So, like, Belulav actually told me that they would go in circle with their Lulav. After that, then they would stand up the Arava around the Mizbeach, and therefore there wasn't a mitzvah on Natila, it was just to stand it up around the Mizbeach. And again, therefore, Rav Yosef's answer still stands. However, the Gemara asks, "Va'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Vua Bar Rava." He says, Rav Nachman says clearly that what they encircled the Mizbech was with the Arava. So you see that it was a mitzvah of Netilah, which disputes what Rav Yisrael is saying, that we can't do it on Shabbos because we do not know what was the mitzvah was. Maybe it was with Zekifah, and that we don't have a Mizbech to do Zekifah with. We can only do Netilah. And who said that was the mitzvah? What Rav Nachman says clearly that that is what they went around with, which was with Arava. So Amalei Rav Yisrael responded to him. Yes, he tells you that with a willow. I say it was with a lulav, and therefore don't ask for me from Rav Nachman. I argue with him, and I say that they went around with a lulav, and the mitzvah of a rabbi was just zekifa, and that we don't have anymore, and therefore it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos, Bezman Hazeh. Itmar, we learned that this same achleikis that others had argued about, exactly what was used when they went around their hakafa, that they went around the mizbeach, what was it that they went with? He says they went with a lulav. Shmuel bar Nasan Amar Reb Chanina bar Rava. B'chinam Reb Nachman Amar Reb Avu is bar Rava. This is this machlokes. What exactly they used to go around with? Now Amar Rava l'Rabbi Yitzchak Bereid the Rabbi Chana says bar Urya. Tamachah, which is a reference for a Tamachachem, says Tava Emalach Milsam Al Yasa Dava Amar Uvach. Coming here, I'm going to tell you something beautiful that your a nice teaching that your father used to say. It says Haditnan, this that we learned in the Mishnah, which is our coming Mishnah. Every single day, the Kohen would go around the Mizbech one time. And that day, the seventh day, they went around seven times. This is what your father said in the name of Belazar. It was Belulav, it was done with a Lulav. And again, that the mitzvah of a Rava was Bezkifa. Now, however, Esri, the Gemara asked from a Braisa that says, Lulav Deiches Shabbos Betchilasa. As we explained before, the mitzvah of Lulav is Deiches Shabbos only in the beginning, in other words, the first day of Yom Tov. V'arava b'seifa, again, as we explained in the Mishnah, whereas Arava is at the end of the Yom Tov, which is on the seventh day. Now, pam achas, chal shvi shal Arava liyis b'shabbos. It once happened, there was an incident, where the seventh day of the taking the Arava came out on Shabbos. Now, we said that it's Deicha Shabbos, they would take the Arava even if it's on the seventh day. V'heviu murbiyais, and they brought these netiyas, these shoots, Shel Arava, Mi'arav Shabbos, they brought them from before Shabbos to the Harabais. V'nichem Azra, and they put it into the courtyard, because you can't carry on Shabbos, but Yulad, the Arava itself, was taken on the seventh day, even if it's on Shabbos. V'hikiru behen Beisusin. Now the Beisusin, these are the students of Beisus, who they were from the sect known as the Tzedukim, which they didn't agree to the halacha of Arava, because anything that wasn't explicit in the Torah, they refused to believe in. So they realized what was going on, that they were bringing from before Shabbos these Aravas, which they held there's no such a mitzvah. Who made this up? The rabbis, it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere. And therefore, Venatlan, they took them, they played a trick. And they pushed it under, they concealed it underneath some rocks. Now, they knew that the sages are not going to move the rocks tomorrow because they're muktzah. So they're going to be stuck. The following morning, the ignorant people who were not proficient in the Isra of Mukta, they came and they recognized what had happened, what the Tzedukim had done, the Baisusim, and they sided with the Purushim, although they're Amaratim, the ignorant people, but they were on the sides of the Purushim, of those who were from the old school, who held in the Iker Torah, which is Torah Shabbat 7, Torah Shabbat Peh, Bishamtu Mitachas Avonim, and they took it, they slipped it out from underneath the stones. And then the Kohanim went and took it and stood it up on the side of Mizbech. However, it had to be Kohanim, not non-Kohanim, not Yisraelim, because the Yisraelim cannot go between the Ulam and the Mizbech. Now, the Braisa explains the reason for this story was, because the Beisusim, they did not agree to the Halacha, that the waving, the banging, the clapping of the Hashanis, of the Arava, of the willow, should be Deicha Shabbos. They don't agree to that. Because Shabbos, it says in the Torah, Arava, where does it say? How can we go ahead and take this? This has no place. And therefore, they hid it from before Shabbos under the rocks. Their chumash should be stuck. But the Amaratzim didn't realize. They don't know the halacha. They took it out, and then they stood it up. Now, however, the proof that the Gemara is bringing of the question is Alma. But one thing that we do see from the fact that the term the Braisa uses is Chibur Arava, it was the waving of the Arava. So obviously, Benetilahi, obviously the mitzvah of the Arava of going, of doing the Hakafa was by taking it. They would hold it in their hand and they would wave it and they would go around the Mizbeach by foot, and then afterwards they would be Zeikifit. Only then would they put it up. And therefore the Gemara says to Yufta, this is a refutation of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was trying to resolve the question by why don't we take it in Eretz Yisrael on the seventh day, Bizman Hazeh, it shouldn't be any different than the Beis Hamikdash was around. So he said, no, because we don't have the same Arava, we can't do it the same way, because maybe there the mitzvah was B'skifa, and we don't have a Mizbeach to do B'skifa. The mitzvah is not just to do an Atila to wave it, and that's why it doesn't apply anymore, Bizman Hazeh, to publicize that it's a mitzvah in Atari, because we're not doing it anyways in the right way. But now we have clearly refuted that, because we see that the mitzvah was Shechibur Arava. It was the Netila, not just the Zekiva, and that we could do. And therefore the Bnei Yisrael, who are Kvi B'yachir, should do that. And therefore the Gemara says, Ve'le Nitchu. So therefore, since it was done with Netila, we should still do a Zecher, what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, at least for those in Eretz Yisrael who are Kvi B'yachir, to know that the seventh day of taking Arava is Deicha Shabbos, at least in the sense of that we're not going to make any Gezeres. So that the Gemara says that Kivan Danan, since us in Gullus, in Bavel, Loidachinan, we can't do it. And the reason is, as we explained before, because we're not proficient in knowing exactly the date of the year. So therefore they also do not go ahead and do it. We don't want two different halachas going on in Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. They do in Bavel, they don't. And that's why they don't. But the Gemara asks, if that's the case, we don't want to have any differences, but V'yom Tov Arishon, but regarding the first day of Yom Tov, for us, we said we don't take the lulav that comes in on Shabbos. But yet we explained early in the Gemara that for the people of Eretz Yisrael, it is Deicha Shabbos. They do take the lulav even if it comes out because they know that it's on the first day, which we said is a chashav mitzvah, which we're not going to be concerned to make the gezerah of that we might come to carry it for Amos in Rosh Hashanah. So that the Gemara continues on Mimdal Manav and says that Ami, they would say that no, it's not true, that those who gave this answer that said the reason why is that in Eretz Yisrael they don't take it by Arava on the seventh day, even though the Kvir B'yarchi, because we don't want it to be different than people in Gullus Bavel, that you're right, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, they also don't take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, even if it comes in on Shabbos, not to make Klai Yisrael as different groups of people, which looks like two different Torahs, because for us it's not Deicha, the lulav on Shabbos, for them it is, and therefore even them they wouldn't. But the Gemara asks, V'lekasha anitarti, but then we have the contradiction of those two Mishnayos, which we had explained before, that we illustrated from that contradiction that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they do take it Bizman Hazeh, even on Shabbos if it comes in the first day. Because as we said before, the Tanichada, we have one mission that says, Kol HaMelichin Esluvein Lahar Bayez, that all the people would take before Shabbos, if even though it was going to be on Shabbos, if it was the first day, they would bring it their Lum to Har Bayez. Yet, Utnan Idach, but we learned another mission of Lebeis HaKnesses, that they brought it to Shul, so which one did they do it? Did the people bring it to Shul, or did they bring it to the Har Bayis? U'mitartzina, we answered that it must be Kam Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When did they bring it to the Har Bayis? When the Beis HaMikdash was still around. Kam Bizman She Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Here, when they would bring it to Shul, when there was no more Beis HaMikdash. And yet still we see that even though it was Shabbos, since it was the first day of Yom Tov, they would bring it to Shul, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. So obviously, Bnei Yisrael, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, do take the lulav on the first day. Now, that contradicts what we just tried to say before, that they don't take it on the first day, so that it shouldn't be like two different terrorists, just like we say by Rava on the seventh day. I think Mar says, Loi. No, the resolution of the contradiction, which is called like Teshpar, to conclude based on questions, it's not conclusive, because you could give a different resolution. Actually, both Mishnahs are talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. And that's why we would go ahead and be Deicha Shabbos. V'loi kasha, but it's not a contradiction. Kam b'mikdash, kam b'gvulin. And that is, they would, when they were further away from the temple area, then they would bring their love into shul. Now, they're both talking about in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where they're all in Eretz Yisrael, and they're close to Bezin, and therefore they know when the exact day of the month is, which is Kvi B'yarchi. And therefore, they take it, because it's the first day. But now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, where then Lulav is not Deicha Shabbos, even for the people of Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because since us and Bavel do not take it, they also in Eretz Yisrael do not take it, since we're not Kvi B'yarchi, even though they are Kvi B'yarchi, we don't want to make the Torah like two different Torahs. But when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, then they would go ahead and take it, just like in the Beis HaMikdash was taken, they would take it too, and that's the resolution of the contradiction, that both when the Beis HaMikdash is around, but one was further away, one was closer, Once closer, we bring it to our bais. Further away, then they wouldn't be able to travel all the way. They would take it to their shul. But again, they're both in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they would take it. But Bezman HaZeh, just like by our Rava, we said that no one takes it because we're not Kvi B'Yarchi. So even though they are, we don't want to make it like two different Torahs. So too, when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, even the Bnei Yitzchak, Kvi B'Yarchi, are not going to take it if it falls on Shabbos.